His story should be here. That's the headline, followed by a blank space on the front page of the Wall Street Journal today, marking 1 year since reporter Evan Gershkovich was detained in Russia. Gershkovich was picked up by Russian security forces on allegations of espionage while he was on a reporting assignment, and he's been held in a Moscow prison ever since. If convicted, he could face up to 20 years in a Russian penal colony. The Wall Street Journal says Gershkovich is a journalist and not a spy. Elena Cherney is one of Evan's colleagues at the Journal, joins us now. Welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you so much, Tiziana. Thank you for having me here.
So 1 year now since Evan was detained, how are you and your colleagues handling this really painful day?
We're determined. We're determined that we are not going to let up the pressure as we go into the second year. We wish that this anniversary were not happening. We do not want another such anniversary to happen. And we are determined to keep up the public campaign to get across the message that Evan was an accredited journalist on a reporting trip, and we vehemently deny these charges. He is being held hostage in a global game of trading between countries, and this is Putin's way of ensuring that he has a pawn to trade for a prisoner that he wants or prisoners that he wants.
When you say accredited by Russia.
Yes, he had Russian accreditation to be reporting there.
So Evan's detention has been filled with close court hearings, numerous trial delays. This week, a judge extended his detention again until June and gave no indication when to expect a trial. What are you hearing from Evan's lawyers about the case?
This really isn't about the case. This is about hostage diplomacy. And what's going to get Evan out is a trade. And that's why it's so important that we continue to make sure that the U.S. government is focused on getting him out and that we are keeping attention focused on his case.
So to that, the U.S. government has designated Evan as wrongfully detained. And there's been talk of a potential prisoner exchange with another American being held in Russia, Paul Whelan. Mm-hmm. Are you satisfied with what you're hearing from the Biden administration?
We know that official diplomacy channels have been very active. We obviously were hopeful recently. There were reports that there was potentially going to be a deal. We have the special presidential envoy for hostage affairs actively engaged here. And then, of course, there are other channels that could lead to some kind of exchange. All of those are avenues that need to be pursued, and we just can't let up. We will not be satisfied until we get Evan home. That's what satisfaction will look like.
So, Elena, while this is happening, Russia is holding Evan at Lefortovo prison in Moscow. What do we know about the conditions there?
We know that his spirits remain relatively good, that he has access to his lawyers, that he has visits with the U.S. ambassador, but he shouldn't be in prison. He should be here. He should be writing stories. He should be with his family. He should be with his friends. He should be celebrating all of the events that, you know, one of his friends wrote about today in a very moving piece, all of the soccer games, weddings, reunions. He has his 10-year college reunion in just a few weeks. That's what Evan should be doing. And that's why we've dedicated this blank space to him on our front page today.
So to note, you know, Evan is the first American to be detained in Russia on spying charges since the Cold War. He's been reporting in Russia since 2017 when he took a job with the Moscow Times. He relocated to London after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but would return to Russia on reporting trips. Why do you think Russian security forces singled him out?
Look, we can't get inside Vladimir Putin's brain, and I think we go down a dangerous path when we try to figure this out. There is one person responsible for this, and it's Vladimir Putin. That's something that David Rode, who had experience, unfortunately, being held prisoner by the Taliban, said to us very, very early on, that you cannot think about, you know, what did we do or what did Evan, how did this reporting trip, it's not about the reporting trip, it's not about Evan, it's about the people who targeted him, and it's about Vladimir Putin. That's what happened here. It's about an attack on press freedom, and it's about hostage diplomacy, not about Evan or his reporting trip.
So what can you tell us about how the Wall Street Journal ensures that its journalists are safe, and have those practices changed at all over this last year?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it's a very good question. And it's something, obviously, that we are obsessed with as editors. Our editor-in-chief is involved in decisions around where we send journalists and how we evaluate the safety of reporting trips. We have to constantly balance the need to get into some of these places. We've seen this again during the Mideast conflict. Every decision is fraught. Every decision is weighed. But we want to bring reporting to people. And, you know, this is why the situation that we find ourselves in with Evan, and it's not just us, this is why Evan's plight should be so concerning to anyone who cares about democracy and press freedom. It is an attempt to put a chill on the ability of organizations like ours to send reporters into the places where they are most needed to witness, to bear witness to what's happening on the ground. And there are more and more places that are inaccessible to journalists from the outside. Places like Russia, China, North Korea. And that makes it very, very difficult to tell stories to the rest of the world that need to be told.
Elena Cherney is senior editor at The Wall Street Journal. Elena, thank you.
Thank you.